serving Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge. This is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
And now, a Neighborhood Radio special presentation. Neighborhood Radio presents Mother's Day 2010, brought to you by Stan and Patty Pastorino, owners of Pastorino's Tutti Fiori and Pastorino Organic Certified Produce, located on Highway 92, a mile east of Main Street. Look for the sign with the crescent moon and the rose inside. Few people of this generation remember the song simply titled Mother that debuted in 1917 and gained popular acclaim. The lyrics start with the letter M for the word mother and exclaims, M is for the million things she gave me. We took the opportunity to look for a few of those cherished things in the memories of some of our Neighborhood Radio listeners.
I'm Therese Kirkendall, and I'm a resident of Ocean Colony. And my mom is Ann Minoletti, and most people in the community already know her, mainly for her giving. She is involved in so many service organizations on the coastside, and she has always taught us that that was one of the most important things. First was family, and next was giving back to the community. My three sons have also learned the importance of giving to their community and have volunteered at the Rotacare and Our Lady of the Pillar Church with catechism. And my youngest son, you can now find him every first Saturday of the month at the Coastside Adult Day Hall Center helping with the senior bingo luncheon. And this all starts from what my mom has instilled in us since we were young children, that community is one of the most important things. I love you, Mom, wherever you are. She's on a 32-day, 12-country cruise in the Baltic Sea.
Hello, my name is Jean Slanger, and I live in Kenyatta Cove. I wanted to tell you about my mother, who was a very sweet little woman who would not hurt a fly and was so kind and wonderful all the time, and certainly would never hurt anyone's feelings. However, the Mother's Day that I remember, I was about 11 or 12 years old, and I saw on sale a double boiler. Unfortunately, the reason it was on sale was that it had a bowed bottom, so that it didn't stand up straight. So it wasn't a prime present. So I took it to her, and expecting her usual warm thanks for it, I was a little surprised when she looked at the tipsy little thing, and there was a look in her eyes that suddenly made me realize that she was not just Mama, she was another human being, and there was a complicated reaction to what her daughter had just brought for her. And I thought, Jeannie, it's time to grow up.
My name is Max Jennings, and I live in Ocean Colony, and I'd like to take this moment to thank my mother for her patience and her kindness and how she always is there to make sure that I'm happy and does whatever she can for me. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
Hi, my name is Wanda Steffens. I live in Kenyatta Cove. I've lived here for 35 years. Tell you a little bit about my memories of my mom. I learned early on from my mom, I think one of the most important things was the value of friends. Not something she taught us by telling us about it, but something she taught us by example and the way she lived. And the front door was always open. There was always a pot of coffee on the stove. Dinner could always be expanded for three or four more if people dropped by. And when I see friends from high school, junior high school, even now, they always ask about my mom. And one of the first things they always say is, I remember every time we came to your house, your mom always made us root beer floats. And I think I can go in a restaurant now at my age and have a root beer float and it brings back a rush of warm memories about my mom.
Well, my name is Steve Flint, and I live in Ocean Colony, and I was asked to give you some fond remembrance of my mother. And this story will probably sound a little strange to be considered fond, but the one memory that sticks out more than any in my mind is one day when I was probably 9 years old, something like that, and my mom had just gotten all these new dishes, you know, the new plastic dishes, you know, that were the new modern kind of convenience. And they were all the pastel shades. There were turquoise and yellow, and they were really kind of cool. And so I was running around and just being obnoxious in the kitchen when my mom, you know, basically said I needed to get out of there. And I said, well, what if I don't? She goes, well, I'll break this plate over your head. And I went, oh, you can't do that. It says unbreakable right on the bottom there. And she looked at me, and she looked at the plate, and she swung it and busted it right over my head and shattered into 1,000 pieces. And it hurt, but I couldn't help but laugh. And we just laughed like crazy. It was a pretty funny event. But that's what I remember.
This is Stan.
And Patty Pastorino. We are happy to bring you this special Mother's Day program, and we are pleased to let you know that we have a wonderful selection of roses, cut flowers, and gifts perfect for Mother's Day. In fact, we have over 350 varieties of potted garden roses. If you haven't been to Pastorino's Tutti Fiori, now is the right time to take a look. It's a festive place to shop at any time of the year.
Well, wait, honey. There's a lot more to Pastorino's than just flowers and gifts. We're very proud of our organic certified produce. Full line of certified organic fruits and vegetables, either grown on site or as locally as possible. And you must try our range-free organic eggs. Mention you heard this ad on Neighborhood Radio and receive a 10% discount on any of our products. We're located on Highway 92, about a mile east of Main Street. Or just call us at 726-2445. And from both of us,
best wishes
to all our moms
for
a wonderful Mother's
Day.
Mother's
always say, I love you.
Hi, my name's Yvette Shelton. I'm a resident of Half Moon Bay. I live in Ocean Colony. And I have a lot of fond memories of my mom. My mom is still here. She actually just recently moved to Half Moon Bay, so we're making more memories as the days go on. But growing up, I think one of the things I remember most about my mom is her creativity and how she was always, she was reluctant to buy birthday cakes or to buy Halloween costumes. We used to make them from scratch, and I was a card one year. I was a can of Del Monte green beans. I was a dye. And then prom dresses were always really fun because we would go and pick out the fabric together and design them together, and she would painstakingly sew them and have them ready for my special day, even if I gave her, you know, just a few days' notice. My mom's name is Valerie Patton, and she lives here in Kenyatta Cove, and I love her very much, and I'm happy to have her back in my life on a daily basis, so happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Hello, my name is Stephen Garalia. I live in Kenyatta Cove. Just want to give a shout-out to all the mothers out there, as well as my mother, Barbara Garalia. Happy Mother's Day, as well as my wife. Happy Mother's Day to all the other mothers out there that are looking forward to their Mother's Day brunch dinner. I hope she has a happy and wonderful Mother's Day.
Hi, I'm Peggy Chesney, and I live in Ocean Corners. And my fondest memory of my mother, first being her twinkling eyes, but secondly, is that when I was a child, I didn't know what an artichoke heart tasted like. And that's because my mother used to tell us that they didn't taste very good. And so we would eat all the artichoke leaves and leave the center of the artichoke for my mother. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I learned that the artichoke heart was the best part of the artichoke heart. So that right there should tell you a little bit about my mother and how she was. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, wherever you are.
This is Mike White, and I live in Kanata Cove, talking about my mother. Mom raised 5 kids on the island of Guam right after World War II, so that was probably not the easiest life that she ever expected. She did a lot of things. She was on the Board of Education, and she founded a school and so on and so forth. But the thing that I kind of remember sticking out in my mind was I must have been in about 5th grade. I might have been 6th, but probably 5th. And I was sitting in class at school, and I really don't remember what all went on, but the kid in front of me really got to the teacher, who was a man. And the teacher completely lost it and started kicking the chair and kicking the child and just really kind of went off the deep end. And I don't remember if I ever said anything to my mother about it or not. But the next morning I go to school and I walk into the classroom. And my mother hadn't said a word to me, but there she was. She was teaching the class, and she taught the class for the rest of the school year. And it absolutely ruined my entire year.
Hello, everyone. I'm William O'Daly, and I'm from Ocean Colony. I'd just like to thank my mother for her support through everything that I do. She never judges me. She's always there to help me out when I ask for it. Yeah, I love her for that, and happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
As station manager of AM 1710, I myself would be very remiss if I did not add my own Mother's Day greeting. My mother, now in her 80s, lives in nearby San Mateo and is still going strong with a quick-witted personality. Thank you, Mother, for your love and devotion. I love you. Happy Mother's Day, today and every day. Well, we hope our special feature has brought back wonderful and pleasant memories for all of our neighborhood radio listeners. Mother's Day 2010 has been a special feature presentation of Neighborhood Radio and has been brought to you by Stan and Patty Pastorino, owners of Tutti Fiori and Pastorino Organic Certified Produce on Highway 92, a mile east of Main Street. Look for the sign with the crescent moon and the rose inside.
What is it that causes us to grow old? Modern medicine has not been able to answer the why we age question, but there may be a connection to the water we drink.
Recent claims of the World Health Organization estimated 90% of all diseases derive from unpurified water. Many believe that aging and many diseases result from the accumulation of acid waste products in the body.
The best way to fight acid waste buildup is to drink alkaline water. Some people that live in northern Pakistan claim to be 150 years old, and many are documented to live over 100. Guess what? They drink a highly alkaline water. I don't want to grow old, do you? Good news. You can now buy ionized alkaline water at Lighthouse Water.
I'm Bill Ayers, owner of Lighthouse Water. We are located in the Straw Flower Shopping Center by the UPS store. We are open 7 days a week, 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Good health to you.
Mention this ad and receive your free pure water gift. So, you're not in Kansas anymore.
Seems not.
You're in Half Moon Bay, and More for Less is not your typical corner gas station either, though it is on the bustling corner of Kelly and Highway 1.
I understand that More for Less serves residents and travelers alike with prices slashed, and I'm talking deeply discounted, quality gasolines.
More for Less is a store within a store. Look for the fresh bakery in a big, big box just inside the door. Coffee is not your Java in a foam cup here. Oh, no. This stopover will tickle your palate with premium brewed.
Manager Mike tells me that he has a soft spot for helping seniors with the pumps outside and is more than willing to assist if asked. Did you hear that, Kenyatta Cove residents?
Hours are from 6 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week. And soon the secret will be out. More for Less is going green by this summer. Details on that later.
Go buy More for Less on foot or on wheels.
We are proud to welcome Mike and his cheerful staff to AM 1710.
More for Less, where less will get you more.
Something big is happening on Thursday, May 13, starting at 5 p.m. People from all over Half Moon Bay on the coastside are making plans to be at Cameron's Inn Outback for a special AM 1710 fundraiser to raise money for emergency preparedness upgrades so that Neighborhood Radio can serve our community in times of emergency. Admission is just $20 to this fun informational event and includes a chicken and tri-tip barbecue by Cameron's Inn, live music, and horseshoes. Our special guest is Jim Dunbar from KGO Radio. There will be an auction, outstanding raffle prizes at this Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce sponsored event. Local dining, gift certificates, San Francisco Giants tickets, and a visit to the KMBR broadcast booth and a bay tour on the SFFD fireboat are just some of the great prizes. So mark your calendar, May 13th, starting at 5 p.m. at Cameron's Inn Outback for this special AM 1710 benefit fundraiser.
Following one-minute commentary, Moments from American History is presented as a public service by Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay.
This is David Barton with another Moment from America's History. The teachings of God's Word are the best friend civil government has because these teachings deal with the heart. Only by dealing with the heart can crime be prevented. For as Jesus explained in Matthew 5, all crime comes from the heart. Understanding this, Daniel Webster, the great defender of the Constitution, once declared, "The cultivation of the religious sentiment represses licentiousness. It inspires respect for law and order and gives strength to the whole social fabric. Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens. Indeed, it is not the good Christians whom the police arrest for armed robbery, gang activity, or other such crimes." Understanding this, the Founding Fathers encouraged religious instruction. For as Daniel Webster so accurately noted, good Christians make good citizens.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.
The Bible. Just about everybody has one. But how many people have actually read it? Much less spent time trying to understand it. That is what we do at Calvary Chapel Half Moon Bay. Join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Tuesdays at 7 p.m., and Thursdays at 7 p.m. as we study the Bible, chapter by chapter, book by book, so you know for yourself what it says. I'm Brian Heminger, pastor of Calvary Chapel Half Moon Bay, inviting you to join us as we dig into the Word of God. We are located at 436 Parissima, right on the corner of Kelly. You can reach us at 726-7978 or on the web at www.cchmb.org. Calvary Chapel, bringing all of God's Word to life.
Hi, this is Karen Lee, Half Moon Bay High School ASB President.
And I'm Chris Probert, Half Moon Bay High School Students School Board Member.
Please join teachers, parents, students, and local residents and vote yes on Measure E on Tuesday, June 8th to support our local Coastside, elementary, middle, and high schools.
With ongoing state budget cuts, our schools need stable funding to continue our local tradition of high-quality education. Measure E will protect core academic programs in math, science, reading, and writing, retain teachers, and protect smaller class sizes. It will also provide updated computer technology for our schools.
Even better, every penny of Measure E will stay right here in our local community. On Tuesday, June 8th, please vote yes on Measure E.
For more information, visit focus.coastside.net.
Paid for by this friends of Cabrillo Unified Schools.
Brought to you
yes,
by the dental office
Measure
of
E.
Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners over the Internet. Today I want to talk about advanced directives and a recent research study that was published about their usefulness. Advanced directives, living wills, and health proxies chosen to make end-of-life decisions are important tools for providing care, and we want that care to be keeping with a person's wishes. Recent discussions about health care reform have raised questions regarding the value of using advanced directives. A living will states a person's choices for treatment if he becomes incapacitated. A health care proxy form is done so a person can name another person, usually a relative or trusted friend, who can make medical decisions if needed. Many people have both of these forms completed. Now, typical decisions involve the use of breathing machines or feeding tubes or giving someone CPR, and people can indicate their preferences so that their wishes will be followed. A study was recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study findings were also picked up in popular media, which put this subject in front of the public as well as the medical field. The researcher said this study has the first data that has demonstrated how many of the elderly really end up needing medical decisions made for them. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. Today I'd like to describe to you what I think is my most outstanding, most rewarding piece of equipment I have in my office. It's called a CEREC machine, and it enables me to provide my patients with crowns in one appointment. There's no temporaries or no return trips. The crowns are beautiful. They fit absolutely perfectly. And I've had the best positive response from my patients when they've had this kind of a restoration than anything else I have ever done. We're fortunate because less than 10% of the dentists in practice today have this machine. I think it's the best technology that's ever been invented. If you're one of my current patients and you're curious about the machine that I'm describing, next time you're in, please ask me and I'll be very happy to show you and let you see it in action. It's very interesting.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
In this research study, researchers looked at how often the elderly reach the point where they can't make their own care decisions near the end of life, usually because of dementia, a stroke, or debilitating illness. They examined how many had living wills or a healthcare proxy form. They also studied whether or not the person's wishes were followed. The research study included over 3,700 people aged 60 and older who had died between 2000 and 2006. The average age was 80. The study showed that about 30% of the people needed a treatment decision made, but they could not do it themselves. Of those, about two-thirds had either a living will, a healthcare proxy form, or both. After the person died, relatives were interviewed to find out if the person's wishes were followed. Most reported that they had. Interesting that nearly all of the patients had wanted limited or comfort care. Only 2% of the people wanted aggressive medical care. Results of the study showed that patients who had prepared advanced directive forms received care that matched their preferences. Results of the study showed that patients who had prepared advanced directives received care that matched their preferences over 83% of the time. The results of the study illustrate the value of people making their wishes known in a living will and designating someone to make treatment decisions for them. The researchers concluded that advanced directives, whether it be a living will or a healthcare proxy form, are important tools for providing care in keeping with your patient's wishes. The use of these directives has increased in the United States, despite some debate about their effectiveness. For the past 20 years, hospitals and facilities that take Medicare patients are required to provide information on them. So you can pick up forms at these facilities. You can also get advanced directive forms online at www.caringinfo.org, and you can download a form for any state. One thing important to remember, too, is that you do not need an attorney. You can get the forms, discuss the issues with your families, sign it, and just have two witnesses sign for you. We don't expect perfection out of these documents. They're there to make a difficult situation a little bit less difficult, especially for your family. Ideally, people, along with their healthcare proxy, discuss their medical conditions, their values, and their treatment options with a physician, not just sign a form. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health, with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Why is it that when it comes to maintaining cars, women are led to believe it's a man's world? Well, I know the most important thing about cars, and that's where to take mine when it needs expert attention. Phil's Tire and Auto in Half Moon Bay. Their address is 422 Parissima Street. Oh, and ladies, don't worry about those mechanics that talk down to you. Jason and his team are more than happy to take the time to explain what the problem is and what they recommend to fix it. From tires to wiper blades to things that go bump under the hood, call Phil's Tire and Auto. Their number is 726-5153. That number again, 726-5153.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
The merry month of May. Do you have a month that much seems to have happened to you in? Well, May is mine. I emigrated from Australia in May. My mother's birthday is in May. I once married in May. Mother's Day is in May. I sailed from New York to the UK in May. And of course, we celebrated Cinco de Mayo this month. And that reminds me to tell you of Spanish Town, Mexican restaurant and market opposite the high school at 515 Church in Half Moon Bay. Truly some tasty dishes to be found in there, and seek out Lupe and tell him I sent you. What difference that will make, I don't know, but he may remember me and give you a little extra salsa. It's worth a shot. I had very good food there, and for a former meat and potatoes guy, this is a daring compliment for me to give. I enjoyed the international experience at Spanish Town Restaurant on Church Street. Classifieds here on AM 1710. You're listening Post on the Coast. Just in case we have a few sunny days this summer, and maybe, just maybe, even a balmy night or two, get that spa or hot tub fired up, and if you feel that it is not performing as good as you remember last season, then give a shout to the Hot Tub Doctor. It's rather an appropriate name, isn't it? The doctor's website is www.coastsidespas.com, coastsidespas.com, along with his telephone number of 733-0240. He'll work on any model, any make, and he does cleaning too and has supplies as well. He is located at 102 Princeton Avenue here in Half Moon Bay, the Hot Tub Doctor. Now, don't leave that trial run till it's too late. Nothing worse than to have your hot tub leave you high and dry just when you're about to, well, you can fill in the blank. Call 733-0240 now, not later. Tip time here at www.neighborhoodradio.info. Add garlic immediately to a recipe that if you want just the light taste of garlic. And at the end of the recipe, if you want a stronger garlic flavor. To keep critters from eating your plants, sprinkle those plants with cayenne pepper. It won't harm, it won't hurt, it won't do anything bad to your plants, but the critters won't come there more than once, I can assure you. And now for your weekly chuckle. Why do croutons come in airtight packages? Aren't they just stale bread to begin with? And, of course, if FedEx and UPS were to merge, would they be called Fed Up? Okay, that's enough hilarity for one session. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000. Or email us, classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
Big budget cuts in the high school athletic program will impact Cougar football. Half Moon Bay High School football staff and parents are hosting the inaugural Cougar Casino, a fun way to raise funds to help ensure that our kids will be able to play football in 2010 and beyond. Your tax-deductible donation is just $30 per person or $50 per couple, and includes a wonderful night of music, dancing, barbecue meal, and no-host bar. Your favorite coach will be dealing, so come on down, partner, to the Long Branch Event Center, Friday, May 28th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at Longboard Liquors, formerly Ernie's Liquors, or for tickets and more information, phone Bev France, 714-2889, 714-2889. The Cougar Casino Fundraiser, Friday, May 28th, 7 p.m. at the Long Branch Event Center. No Cougar football at Half Moon Bay High? No way. Go Cougars!
Hi, this is Jim Dunbar with a confession. If you live in Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, or Moon Ridge, you've got an addiction just like me. Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
Hello, this is Pablo Jr. Did you know that Joe's is now your place for live dinner music?
Every other Friday night, enjoy your dinner with the relaxing sounds of the Luis Rojas Jazz Ensemble from 6 to 9. The perfect recipe to relieve all that stress from your work week. Bring your family and friends, relax and enjoy that great family-style dinner that only Joe's can provide. And remember, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, any day of the week, Joe's is always your family-style restaurant.
Joe's Italian-Style Restaurant. Always a great dining and dessert experience.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Hello, listeners. If any of you are coupon clippers, you'll have noticed that May is National Pet Month. And in celebration of America's love for their pets, we attended two functions on May 1st. The first was Pacificus Dog Days. It was a well-attended event with vendors showing their latest wares, rescue groups premiering their most precious dogs, and agility demonstrations and contests. John and I spoke with Rachel of the Muttville Senior Dog Rescue and met the almost dozen dogs they brought with them. I am aware that many people who want to have a dog think they'd like a puppy. But when the reality of potty training one, trying to protect your furniture, shoes, or anything else the puppy may choose to teeth on, and trying to teach it your desired commands comes into play, many find it's as much work as raising a baby. Wouldn't it be just as nice to have a seasoned dog already trained in those areas?
We also met Lori of the Greyhound Friends for Life Rescue Organization. The dogs they brought with them that day were beautiful and very sweet. It's staggering to learn of the number of homeless animals looking for a place to give someone, anyone, all their love. Did you know that there are over 66,000 homeless dogs in Taiwan? There is a rescue society that works worldwide, concentrating on rescuing dogs that are just steps away from being euthanized. They find these dogs, feed them, make sure they are fixed and vaccinated, give them the medical care they need, and fly them to the United States for adoption. We spoke to one couple who adopted a beautiful 2-year-old golden retriever through them. When I asked if it understood Chinese, a woman listening was surprised I would ask that. When the owner said, yes, it does, the woman was even more surprised. She thought we were putting her on. But it was raised in China, so it's just natural that it would understand some Chinese words. The same is true with friends of ours who have a German Shepherd. If you want to see this wonderful golden retriever, she will be proudly walking in the Pooches on Parade section of the old 4th of July parade, which we'll talk about in more detail in the coming weeks.
Our second event Saturday was the Horse Rescue Fundraiser at Cameron's Outback. What started as a beautiful afternoon unfortunately turned cold and quite windy. It didn't seem, however, to dampen the spirits of those that attended, including Tesla and Atari, two of the rescue horses. The two organizations, Equine Rescue Center in Pescadero and Coastal Arabians and Equine Rescue in Half Moon Bay, had a great idea. By combining together to do a combined fundraiser, they could get the word out about their shared love of horses and desire to help those in need. We never even thought about how the recent financial crisis has affected horses. When the cost of owning, boarding, and feeding them, and the time involved in caring and riding them becomes too much, what do you do with them? You can't just put them outside and forget them. You can't move and just leave them. Well, that's where these rescue organizations come to the rescue, literally. They take abused and unwanted horses and give them love and attention, and if they are not adoptable, they give them a safe place to live out their golden years.
It's wonderful to have such a caring dream and work to make it a reality. Marcia, do you know who else we know that's had this experience?
Well, John, you might be referring to our neighborhood radio general manager, Jim Henderson.
Exactly. Thursday, May 13th from 5 to 8 p.m., we will be holding the neighborhood radio fundraiser at Cameron's Pub. Cameron will donate a fabulous chicken and tri-tip barbecue with all the fixings, and our neighborhood radio 1710 AM will receive the entire $20 per person donated to attend. The raffle prizes are fabulous. There is a bay cruise on the San Francisco fireboat Phoenix, There's a golf lesson with Carol Gossett and a $75 gift certificate to Sam's Chowderhouse. There will also be great silent auction items and a chance to host your very own Pet Patrol segment. I know there is something for everyone, so please gather up all your friends and family and come join us on May 13th to support your neighborhood radio. The money raised will be used to move the antenna to a more centralized location in Half Moon Bay, giving the station much better coverage, reception, and a larger audience. The station can then be used for live broadcasts during local emergencies. Today's buzzword is emergency preparedness, and that is what Jim will accomplish with this fundraiser.
It is very important to have emergency preparedness procedures in place now, so that if our communities are hit by disaster, we will be able to respond in the best way possible. And with our local police and fire personnel able to communicate with us on local information to meet our specific needs, this is crucial. So remember, if you can't make your dream come true by next week, help make someone else's dream come true. See you at Cameron's Outback, May 13th.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Have you followed my advice yet and visited the thrift store at 515 Kelly in Half Moon Bay? No junk here or dust bunnies in the corner and no musty fragrances either. The thrift store, staffed by caring senior volunteers, is a solid institution here in Half Moon Bay. Proud to be a neighbor helping neighbors by way of ticketing their donations at prices that belie their quality. Remember, donations are what fuels this needed operation. Simple, straightforward donations from folk like you and me. Clothing, cleaned and neatly hung, is far and away their bestseller, with unique costume jewelry, glass case displayed for your viewing pleasure to enhance your off-the-rack choice, be it men's or women's. This house of values at 515 Kelly is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but do drop by Thursday to Monday for bargains you'll be pleased to have found just beyond the door at the thrift store. Seniors appreciate your support. They really do.
Hello, my name is Matt Grocott, candidate for the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors, District 3. For the last 9 years, I've served the citizens of San Carlos on the San Carlos City Council, and in 2005, I was the mayor. I'm a founding board member of the Belmont San Carlos Fire Department, County Hazmat. I'm also chair of the County Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and we have approved the trail along Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay over the years, going mile by mile. I tell you this to let you know I have the experience necessary to serve on the Board of Supervisors. I'm here to do the job for you and ask for your support on Election Day, June 8, 2010. Please take a look at my website, www.voteformatt.com. That's vote, number 4, Matt, M-A-T-T.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Matt Grocott for San Mateo County Supervisor, 2010.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Recorded live from Half Moon Bay, it's Ari's Radio Show. With your host, Ari Nagar. And now, here's Ari.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hello and welcome. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do tonight. We're going to be broadcasting Ari's radio show. We're broadcasting on Half Moon Bay's Neighborhood Radio, 1710 AM. The purpose of Ari's radio show is to introduce our listeners to some of the talented performers who make up the thriving Half Moon Bay Coastside music scene. Thriving Half Moon Bay Coastside music scene. That's right. We're here now at the famous Thursday night open mic at Cameron's Inn in Half Moon Bay. Yeah. The performances you'll hear tonight are going to be live as they happen. Live. So stay tuned. Sit back. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with our first guest after this brief message. Cameron's in. Cameron's in right here in Half Moon Bay on Highway 1. Cameron's in. Cameron's in. I say Cameron's in and you say fun. I say Cameron's in and you say fun. That's right, I can't hear you. I say Cameron's in and you say
fun. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage a singer-songwriter. He comes from San Mateo, originally a Coast Sider. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Voorhees.
Thank you. This is a song about politics in America. This is called Lies on Wheels. Walk into the Senate,
like you're driving a race car. The patches on your sleeves show who your sponsors are. Brushland fire. Noble truth and span the pyre. Find out who you needn't look for. Follow the money, who's feeding the jar, and lies at the wheels.
Thank you, Ken. It sounded good. Hey, the songs you write are opaque, I guess is what they call them. They're not obvious. You say it's about politics, and you say, and except for the title, it's hard to tell. You really have to dig deep into those songs. We don't have a lyric sheet on the radio, so we're going to have to just take your word for it. Some of those songs are very deep,
yeah.
And I appreciate that about your songs. They bear repeat listening that way.
Thank you.
So tell me about this obsession you have with gear. I know you love equipment, musical equipment.
I'm just one of many millions of middle-aged men that have this passion for tone. It's nothing special.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this earlier, but tell our audience and our radio audience and our Cameron's open mic people, how many guitars have you owned?
I've gone through about 30, and I probably have 12 or 15 right now.
12 or 15, you don't even know. It's okay.
Yeah.
And probably a similar number of amplifiers, I take it?
Not quite as many, but
okay.
You know, quite a few.
And
you just kind of keep searching for the Holy Grail until you find something that sounds good.
You're a fan of the tubes.
I'm a fan of tubes, and I'm a fan of vintage guitars.
Uh-huh.
This is a Silvertone from
Very nice.
The 60s.
Yeah. It has a good sound.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What else is coming up?
This is a movie or a song I wrote after seeing the movie Crazy Heart. And it's a movie about this drunk who falls in love with a woman and ends up losing her. And that's kind of how the song goes. And part of what I'm singing is the woman's voice. And then the guy comes in on the chorus, just so you know. So this is called Petals and Thorn.
Being with you is being born, like the promise of the morning. The rose's petals on the face remind me of the warning. I am asking you about your life, all the women, all the strife. There's a lie here in your arms. I succumb to the risk. Let the rose petals whisk me away with all your charms. Being with you is being torn, all the bottles and the drinking. caress the petals, grab the thorn. Seems everybody's winking. You say your best is far behind. I say the rear view is blind to the coming of the now. Let the petals wash your face, the morning dew and all its grace. How much more will you allow? She'll always be a part of me. Roll on out to the shore with the petals and the thorn. Being with you, I could have sworn I could deal with your addiction. You lost my love, I lost my faith, and the strength of my conviction. Did your bottle fall from grace and leave you in a place where you had to face the scorn? Is it really so damn hard? Let the time pick up the shards of the petals and the thorn.
Ken, there's a special guest in the house. It's your lovely wife, Carol. And she told me that the next song you're going to do is a brand new one. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. She knows you very well.
She was listening to it today. I was trying to figure it out. And I'm not even sure if I can see the words up here, but... Most people would have the good sense to not try a new song out on the radio.
That's exciting.
But here I am.
That's exciting. It's live and it's on the radio, a brand new song. Let's hear it, Ken.
And here's the courage.
You need a drink?
Oh, I like mine straight. I wanted to write a song. I wanted to write a road song. Something that was, you know, you could kind of go down the road with. And I got onto the idea of this bicycle trip that I took from San Francisco to Half Moon Bay. So this is about all of the places that I went by, coming down the coast. And So the story is a little thin, but I really like saying all of these places that I went by. So this is a song called Cabrillo.
Martin Luther Drive, by the funhouse from another time. Say goodbye to sutures from John Muir Drive. Pacific Coast Highway is your ride. Go by the form where the dogs can roam. Cabrillo. Pacifica hills and the ocean side, Sea Cliff Way and Sharp Park Drive, Old County Road, Rockaway Pier, Shamrock Ranch and Lindemar. Make your way through the Devil's Line, Cabrillo. Drop down into Gray Whale Cove. Nothing rhymes with Montero. Lost Beach View, Ocean Boulevard, Mavericks waves around the corner. Take in the harbor, Princeton by the sea, Cabrillo. Highway 1. Pass on by El Granada's waves. That's where surfers get baptized. Miramar Beach, Miramar waves. Venice, Francis, and my favorite place. Stop by Cameron's on Wave Crest Road. Cabrillo and Highway 1. Make your way through the Devil's Slide, Cabrillo and Highway 1.
Thank you, Ken. What a great song to be heard on Half Moon Bay's own neighborhood radio, 1710 AM. Thank you. One more time, Ken Voorhees.
Thank you.
My next guest is Nomi Harper. Nomi comes from Pacifica. She's a singer-songwriter who's been appearing up and down the coast side of the Chit Chat Cafe, 7th Street, in Montera. Also, Cafe Luca in Montera, and maybe even Sam's Chowder House on Highway 1 and the Music Box here in Half Moon Bay, and of course at Cameron's Inn here at our own open mic. Please welcome to the stage now a very talented singer-songwriter, guitar player. This is Nomi Harper.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do the song off my CD. Actually, you know, I figured I might as well do that. First song called Remembering to Live.
The space of a forest fire. I've been checking my list, making sure that I haven't missed a thing. Well, I've been working on this life, and I've been working on remembering to live. I got treasures all around me, but I rarely ever stop to smell the roses. I gotta work on remembering to walk through this light before the door closes. And every day's another chance, and every day's another dance, yeah. Oh, this life is swift, and I have so much more to give, and I'm working on remembering to live.
Thank you, Nomi. You sound terrific as always. Tell us a little bit about your beginnings as a performing musician. I know you used to perform not in public for a long time.
I actually started out singing in the drama high school shows. I used to be in a very interesting high school. We were kind of ahead of our time, and we had modular scheduling in the 60s, 70s. So I used to bring my guitar to school, and one day, one of the girls that was in the drama class asked me if I'd be interested in singing in the drama shows, so I started doing it. And then I started singing at weddings because all the teachers would want me to sing at their weddings, so I sang at their weddings, and that's... Then I had my kids, and I sang a little bit in the city doing some shows, and then I kind of was a mom. And then raised my kids, 4 stepkids, and decided, okay, it's time for me. And about 2-3 years ago, I started performing. 3 years ago, I'd say. Yeah.
Sounds like you've been doing it your whole life, except there was a long gap there where people didn't get to hear it.
Yeah.
So welcome back to the to the stage.
Thanks.
More for us, please.
Okay. This is a new song, and we were talking about roads earlier, so this is called Lonely Road. I hope I'm in tune.
Your light, though the darkness was blinding, and I don't want to go down that lonely road one more night. I don't want to go down that lonely road, that lonely road. No, Lord, if you hear my song so sweet, there's no denying I think I finally found my feet. And I'll keep on climbing. Well, I won't ever go down the lonely road one more night. I won't ever go down the lonely road. Surrender, sweet, oh Lord, just take the wheel. I don't want to go down the lonely road one more night. I won't ever go down that lonely road, lonely road, lonely road. Won't you guide this life of mine? I'll let you show me, for maybe then I'll get it right. And let your love surround me, 'cause I won't ever go down that lonely road one more night. I won't ever go down that lonely road, that lonely road.
Nomi, you mentioned a CD. Can you tell me, where can people get your CD?
Well, when I come to the open mics, they could ask me. I always have one or two, usually. And also, I'm on MySpace, myspace.com/NomiHarper, N-O-M-I Harper.
N-O-M-I Harper.
Yeah.
Okay, on MySpace. Thank you. Nomi, you have another one for us?
Yeah, I do. Trying to figure out which one I want to do.
Oh. Good time to decide would be
now. Do I want to do another new song? Or do I want to do an oldie but goodie?
Oh, I don't know. Pick one.
I think I want to do a fast song. This is called The Beauty in You. When you're down and lost and you can't find your way home, when you're giving up and your thoughts start to roam, when the dark side lures you back to the wrong side of town, and the path you start traveling is spiraling down. As you're walking down the avenue, try to see a different kind of view. And remember the beauty in you. Checking out is no option, you know, you gotta be strong. When the tide draws you back in the storm with a sweet song, avoid that temptation, 'cause the price is too high. Promise me you won't go down that road, it'll just make me cry. When you feel that deja vu and you feel you've come unglued, oh, remember the beauty in you. You got to work it to reach that end.
wasn't in the plan. You gotta take what you demand and assume the upper hand. And remember the beauty in you. You lost your self-will and you're grieving and blue. Believe me when I tell you, there's no one else like you. The faith I have inside knows you can't control your fears. And if you need to cry, you know I'll dry all your tears. I see all you're meant to do. You know I see the beauty in you. I see the beauty in you. I see the beauty in you. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Naomi. Before you go, there's a story I'd like you to tell the people here, but also the radio audience, because it's such a cool story. This is something from your personal life that happened to your mother.
Oh,
under the under the banner of, if you hang around long enough, you just never know. So tell us the story.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, if you know, in today's world when there's so much sad news, I have a really good news story. So my mom is 89, and she's a survivor of the Holocaust. And when she was in Germany in Cologne, she had a best friend. And they last saw each other in 1934. My mother was 13, and she was 12. And my mother always wondered what happened to her. My mom was a concentration camp survivor, but her girlfriend actually wasn't. She was able to escape and went to Spain and lived there, and then eventually immigrated to Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela. So anyway, my mom has an online biography at www.mem.com. Her name is Renee, R-E-N-E-E, During, D-U-E-R-I-N-G. And if you go online, you'll read her story. And in that interview that was taken in that story, she writes down, Margot Slotzina, if you are reading this, I am looking for you. And so that story's been online for about 3 years, and they just found each other and reunited and saw each other. They came up here from Caracas, Venezuela. It was like finding my sister, her daughter, and it was a wonderful time. We had a great time. The article's written in the Jewish Bulletin about 2 weeks ago. It came out, and my mom's actually going to be on KGO TV. They're doing a second interview. So I'll let you guys know if I can find out when that's going to air. Thanks for asking, Ori.
Thank you, Naomi. And her mother's daughter, let's have another hand for the music of Naomi Harper. Neighborhood Radio, 1710 AM in Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Something big is happening on Thursday, May 13th, starting at 5 p.m. People from all over Half Moon Bay on the coast side are making plans to be at Cameron's Inn Outback for a special AM 1710 fundraiser to raise money for emergency preparedness upgrades so that Neighborhood Radio can serve our community in times of emergency. Admission is just $20 to this fun informational event and includes a chicken and tri-tip barbecue by Cameron's Inn, live music, and horseshoes. Our special guest is Jim Dunbar from KGO Radio. There will be an auction, outstanding raffle prizes at this Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce sponsored event. Local dining, gift certificates, San Francisco Giants tickets, and a visit to the KMBR broadcast booth. And a bay tour on the SFFD Fireboat are just some of the great prizes. So mark your calendar, May 13th, starting at 5 p.m. at Cameron's Inn Outback for this special AM 1710 benefit fundraiser.
Have you heard of William H. Cook Real Estate? We did a background check on Bill, as he likes to be called. Seems Bill has more friends than clients, although all of his clients seem to count themselves as his friend. Reason? Bill believes in developing friendships because he puts people's best interest first. If it makes sense to have William H. Cook Real Estate as your buying or selling agent, great. If not, that's fine too, because Bill wants to build relationships and friendships. And from what we found out, he's got a ton of people that can't say enough about the honesty and integrity of this man. Bill is more than happy to answer property questions and will not hesitate to give you an honest, straightforward answer. What is the value of a handshake worth? You make the call. Speaking of which, you can call Bill at 879-0824. Again, 879-0824. Be forewarned, by calling you just might make a new friend. Quality, care, service, and trust. William H. Cook, Real Estate.